Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, that's the first edition with Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers passed away. Was it today or yesterday or last night? It might have been last night, but I just saw the he passed away. And, of course, he had a long and storied music career from the New Christy Minstrels all the way to being one of the top stars of country music. So an icon passed away today. Our best wishes to his family. Now let's go right to the phones. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Cassidy English. And Cassidy, with all the troubles going on, we're going to talk about another critter that can give us trouble, aren't we?
Yeah. We're going to be talking about some coyotes today.
You know, Colorado has a pretty robust population of coyotes or coyotes, however you want to say it. And they've, as we've developed out and as we spend more time outdoors, there's more interaction going on. And people just really need to be aware, don't they?
Yeah, and coyotes are really adaptive to urban environments, so it's not uncommon to see them. But with more people being home and being outside right now, more people are going to see coyotes and have those interactions. So it's really important to just be aware and know what to do around them.
I think you're absolutely right. Hopefully, I did a post on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, a few days ago, and it said, you know, get out and take a walk. And well, you can take your kids fishing to a pond, you know, go out and enjoy a sunset. You know, for the most part, the outdoors is open. And I know that they're encouraging people. We have a very extensive trail system through the urban areas into the foothills and even up into the mountains in Colorado. And those pathways are used by a lot of small game and a lot of other things. And thus, as you're out using those resources, you're very likely to see coyotes, aren't you?
Oh, very likely, especially during dawn and dusk. Those are the times that they're going to be most active, but you can definitely see them throughout the day as well.
Now, I think most people in Colorado can identify a coyote. Obviously, if they think they saw a wolf, they probably saw a coyote, right? Because we don't have wolves here. But is there anything, you know, specific so they know it's just not somebody's dog running?
Yeah, so coyotes can look very similar, especially to like husky shepherd mixes. But they're going to have a more of a natural look to them. So I guess that's, you know, the grays and the reds and the tawny colors. And they're about the size of a small shepherd dog, so about 30 to 40 pounds.
All right.
They should be acting really skittish around people.
Yeah, and I think most people have seen enough and understand enough where they will identify them. Now, let's take this in two steps. How can you avoid them? And if you do have contact, what should you do? Now, how can you avoid them? And I guess that entails also not luring them to your area, right?
Yeah, so coyotes, just like all other wildlife, such as bears or mountain lions and stuff, there are steps you can do around your house to not attract them. So don't feed your pets outside. Don't leave garbage around. If you have a lot of bushes in your backyards, keep those bushes trimmed so it doesn't make a safe environment for them in their backyards.
And when they are even fences, even a 6-foot fence, sometimes you have to put additions because they are good jumpers. I know that.
Yeah, so 6-foot fences definitely deter coyotes, but if there's a high attractant item in your backyard or whatever, a very determined coyote can still climb or jump over that fence. So there's like special rollers that you can put on top of fences or PVC pipe. So when they try to climb, they'll just fall back down and won't be able to get in your yard.
Now, I know we're going to talk about dogs as you're out walking and things as we get to being out on the trails, but is there danger letting my dog stay out in the backyard or my cat?
Yeah. So for the most part, coyotes will try to avoid backyards and stuff, but depending on the individual coyote, how habituated it is, it's possible it could still come in your backyard. So it's best to just go outside with your dog, especially the smaller dogs. And for cats, just keep your cats inside.
Now let's get out on the trails. We're out walking the trails, whether I'm alone or in a group, and all of a sudden there's coyotes around. What type, is there any signals I should look for that they might be going to be a problem? I mean, how do I know that they could be overly aggressive or not? kind of take us through what to look for, what the signs are.
Yeah, so it's really common to see coyotes when you're out recreating on trails. So what we determine to be aggressive coyote is that they're approaching humans. So you might see one just running across the trail in front of you, but that won't be aggressive. But if it's approaching you and you're yelling and screaming at it, making yourself look big, making a bunch of noise, and it's still approaching you, that's going to be an aggressive coyote.
Now, is there more danger with small children? Should we keep them in our group when we're in areas where there could be coyotes?
Yeah, so with any wildlife around, you should let your kids know how to act around wildlife, and definitely make sure that they're staying with you and don't let them run ahead of you or straggle behind you on trails.
Now, we're in an area, let's say, and there is an aggressive coyote or more than one. What actions should I take, and what are other things I can do to avoid a confrontation?
Yeah, well, if there's an aggressive coyote, you know, try to remove yourself from the situation. Don't run away from the coyote. Keep facing it. Keep yelling at it. Bang pots, you don't have pots and pans when you're out hiking, but sticks, air horns. You can carry bear spray with you. That works on coyotes as well. And just back away slowly while you're facing it, continuing to yell at it and stuff.
Go ahead. No, I said go ahead.
You can't really prevent an interaction if a coyote's going to be aggressive. But you can just, you know, hike in big groups. But if you are hiking alone, just make sure you have stuff with you in case there is an aggressive coyote.
Now, what about dogs on trails? This is a subject that comes up in the show a lot. I'm a dog lover. I've had dogs almost all my life. But there's situations in Colorado where, first of all, your dog shouldn't be off a leash. And there's other situations where you may not even want to take the dog with you, because I know in moose country, for sure, we recommend that all the time, because moose are terrible with dogs. And there's almost every moose accident seems dog related. How does that play out with coyotes?
Yeah, so it's similar to coyotes. I mean, I have dogs, too, and I recreate outside, and I've had coyotes running along the path walking with my dogs and stuff. So just make sure your dogs are on a 6-foot leash, no retractable leashes or anything. So coyotes don't differentiate a domestic dog versus another coyote. So they'll see a dog and think it's competition, especially if it's running around in the bushes with no humans around. So it's really important to keep your dogs with you. And I would suggest not walking your dogs in areas where there's a lot of brush where you can't see that far, because there could be a coyotes hanging out in the cattails or brush.
And this is just for safety for your animal, too, because coyotes will kill your pet. And, you know, I know you think, well, I want my dog with me, and he loves to run, but you're putting that animal in danger, aren't you?
Exactly. And we don't like to see pets get killed by coyotes either. I mean, I'd be heartbroken if that happened to one of my dogs. So it's best to just look out for the safety of your own pet, and maybe keep them at home if you are recreating at dusk or dawn or in areas where there's a lot of coyotes.
All right. Now, is there information on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website if people would like maybe identification information on coyotes or other animal interaction?
Of course. If you go to our website, which is cpw.state.co.us, there's a lot of information, really good videos about how to deter wildlife, such as coyotes and bears. And there's a lot of identification and just information about their biology in general.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I think it's a good heads up, because hopefully people will get out and use the trails and walk and get some fresh air and exercise. You know, we all need a little distraction, and, you know, they're going to go crazy sitting in front of their TV sets with what's going on. And it might be hopefully they'll do that, but they'll do it responsibly. So, Cassidy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and everybody stay safe out there and enjoy the outdoors during this time.
All right. Thank you, Cassidy.
Bye.
Bye. That's Cassidy English from Parks and Wildlife. You know, in the outdoors, it's going to be, hopefully we can continue to use it, and we'll keep you updated. In fact, our next segment after this, we're going to get the most up-to-date information on the status of Parks and Wildlife right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.